Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Joined tonight by my guest panel of divas. Got ourselves Miss Lisa Lips. How you doing tonight, Diva?
I am good. I'm good. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you here. And I also have my Canadian connection, Lady A. How you doing tonight, Diva?
I'm doing great. Good to be here. Hey, Lisa.
Hey.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. This is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. We love you, too. Before I go any further, I'd like to give a shout-out and a big thank you to someone who is a very, very good friend of mine. And he is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is also the CEO and creator of Raw Links. And his name is author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Baby, baby! Yeah. Ladies, I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on?
All the time.
I know that's right. And these beautiful pieces of jewelry that we speak of, these wonderful, wonderful creations of For Real, the Poet, are created by him, designed by him. And if you want something special designed all your own, you just let him know. And the place that you can acquire those beautiful pieces of jewelry that contain precious metals and gems and even wood is over on Amazon and on Raw Links, beraw@facebook.com. And if you can't acquire them there, holler at any one of us here in Epiphany, and we will make sure that you get to adorn your body with the pieces of your choosing. Now, ladies, tonight is open mic, and I'm in a mood. What are you in the mood for, Miss Liz?
I was kind of in the funky mood when I wrote this piece, and I finished it up. I actually kind of re-edited it for tonight because it went way darker than I wanted it to, so...
It's
that's
Halloween.
Right.
Let's hear the dark.
Yeah, we could do, you know, I don't handle spooky pieces, but, you know, it's open mic, so bring whatever it is that you have to us, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. This piece is called Wishes. I wish I didn't have a pussy, and my mouth was lined with razor blades. Then maybe... just maybe, I'd be approached for the person I am and not for carnal desires. And sometimes, I wish I couldn't be seen. So your only impression of me is what you learn through communication. Because people are shallow. No one cares about intangibles anymore. Character, values. Common decency. And since I'm not what's considered eye candy, my life would be even more empty. So I live here in my pen, where I'm never used or rejected, praying that my words will live past this mortal plane. Then maybe, just maybe, I'll be remembered and loved for my gift. And not for the vessel that houses my spirit. I'm lit. And you've just been serviced.
Yeah. Wow. Lady A, you go first. Wow.
Well, you know, oh my goodness, this was, I found it was so very sad. Wowzer. You know, it really, it angers me that we put so much emphasis on people's appearance. Because we, as women, feel we were so much less than. If you're overweight, if you don't have the exact, you know, symmetrical face, it, you know, it really, there's so much more to you, Lisa, than any of that, and so much more for all of us women to feel so badly about ourselves. This is what I get out of it. I just want to hug you and just focus on the beauty of you. You are a beautiful person. You have a beautiful mind. You have a beautiful soul. You are a beautiful woman. And simply the fact that you are a woman makes you beautiful. We have gifts as women that no man can replace. No man can outdo us. And I don't know why we worry so much. And I'm in the same boat as you. I feel the same things as you do about myself. And you know, I went to the hairdresser today, and I haven't been well, and I've lost about 35 pounds in the last couple of 3 months. And I was commenting on it to my hairdresser today, and she said, you know, she said, every time you come in, she said, you talk about your weight. And she's a bigger girl. And she said, I don't know why you just don't let go of it. It's not who you are. And so I know what it feels like. And I don't know why we do that to ourselves. There's so much more inside than what is presented on the outside, no matter what the situation is. And you are a beautiful woman. I just want to say that to you. You will be remembered for the beautiful woman that you are. And I don't use that word lightly. You know? Hug yourself for me.
Okay.
Absolutely. I agree. Now, we're not just going to skate on by the razors in the mouth, okay?
yeah. That was good, eh?
yeah. I kind of got stuck there a little bit. But you know what? I'm going to reiterate on what you just said, Lady A, because the reason we do these things to ourselves and we put so much emphasis on our outward appearance, our weight, because society deems a lot of us as not anatomically correct or not the right shade, not the right hair texture. It's all about looks and the superficial. So a lot of women will fall into that. Me, I don't look at that anymore. I was one of them women that was caught up in it and was trapped by it, and it really played it was like a mind fuck for real until I started to love myself. And the reason I got caught up in it because of the kind of man that I was married to, telling me certain things to make me feel ugly, to make me look at myself a different way, and to the point where I wouldn't even look at myself in the mirror, literally for a couple of years, because I felt like it wasn't even worth giving a peek to. So this is why we do it, because the real
we believe
women,
the lies.
Yeah, you see, it's easier to believe the lies after a while because they have more of an impact to your nervous system than the good stuff does. It only takes a few ugly words, to say, to shock you into a different mindset, and it stays with you. That mental abuse, it ain't no joke, I'm trying to tell you. But I'm here to tell you, ladies, I am your biggest cheerleader, okay? And like I always say, every woman is beautiful in her own way, okay? It doesn't matter what somebody else says or what they think of you. You have to fall in love with yourself. And I know y'all hear me say that a lot, but I'm very, very serious about that. Fall in love with yourself first. Be the greatest love of all to yourself first. And everything else will just come easy. It won't be a fight. You won't have to second guess anything. Okay? Just give yourself that genuine love. And it's going to be all right. I think you all are absolutely beautiful, and the brilliant mind part, yes. Now, can we go back to this razors in the mouth thing? God damn. I ain't never thought of no shit like that. I don't think I want to hurt nobody. Woo, job. I'm too visual for that.
This piece came out of the kind of approaches that I get. If having sex was all that there was about being involved with someone, I would never spend a lonely day, because mm-hmm. every man approaches wanting some little liaison of some sort. Married men, single men come at me on a constant basis wanting a physical relationship, but nothing more. Mm-hmm. And that's where this piece came from. If you couldn't have sex with me, would you still want to talk to me? That's basically where it came from.
Yeah. I get it. And you get tired of being played with. Like you got Fisher mm-hmm. Price or Play School written across your damn forehead. This is
right.
That is the
I don't even get
reason.
That.
That is the main reason why I chose to keep to myself, practice abstinence for so long. I ain't even going to get back into how long it's been no more, because I know folks get tired of hearing me say that, but it's a very real thing, and I'm good with it. Trust me, I'm good. I mean, I stay hot, but I have learned I've learned self-control, okay, because it used to be a time where it got to me so bad, I'd be walking around angry like I was constipated because I couldn't release it like I wanted. It's just, you know, but it's you know, you get sick and tired of it. And even with the ones that want to get into something serious with you, it gets hard to have a normal discussion with them. Because I've met some really, really nice guys, and I have dealt with them and given them some time. But when there's something that comes about that is very disagreeable with me, I expect you as an adult to be able to have enough emotional maturity to sit back and have this conversation with me and not be deflective, like everything is something, I'm delusional or something, or it's just me, it isn't you. You're not acknowledging or taking responsibility for your actions. So I'm like, okay, so this is how it's going to go? Well, I'm good. I'm take my time and keep it to myself from here on, because you are not mature enough to deal with me. Just because I disagree with something that you did doesn't mean that, you know, we can't continue to deal with each other. But when you're like, well, it ain't my fault, you ain't get over this and you ain't get over that, I'm like, okay, I see how this is going to go. This is not even a serious relationship yet. If I try to get into a serious relationship with you, how is it going to be when I have a problem or an issue with something that you said or a move that you made, and I approach you with this? You going to do the same thing, or is it going to be even worse? So, you know, I keep to myself, and I'll be talking to the universe. I'll be like, look, if you don't hurry up and send me Mr. Right, I'm about to go on the whole stroll and start picking Mr. Right now, okay? Stop playing with me. That was an awesome thing, Lisa.
I think sometimes, too, I've thought about changing my moniker. I've used Lisa Lips for decades now, but I am very well aware that Lisa Lips was also a porn star in the 70s. And that's what people think when they see my name. I've actually started writing some of my things, stuff like this. I've been hiding in a folder called MT Promises.
Wow.
Okay. All right, ladies, we got to move it along. So, and thank you for that piece again, Lisa. Now, Lady A, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight?
Well, I brought some food porn.
Ooh.
Yes, it's called Served Hot.
The mic is yours.
So it's a little fun thing, and it's a little bit hot. So Served Hot apricot chicken served on a bed of wild rice and dinner for two at the beach house with party bites, plump meat served hot and sweet, lick fingers, taste lingers, a sensual treat. Feast on melons and cherry rosettes and suckle slowly and harder till you sweat. Cup hold, squeeze to please. Melons respond when hands tease. Juices flow and drip, kiss me, let me lick your lips. And meat expands when fingers grip. Eat the delicate, dainty treats and have your fill between the sheets. Sticky, honeyed, syrupy cream, so delicious, makes me scream. Dinner was served to your delight. I'm dessert. Now, do me right. In peace.
Food porn, indeed. My. That sounds like, I'm so nasty. I'm picturing body parts and this food on you. That was rather delicious. I like it. I like it a lot. Miss Lip, what's your
thank
play?
You.
I love the side of Lady A. Because your whole persona changes when you're doing pieces like this, and you speak differently. You get more breathy and more sexy when you do these kinds of pieces. I love when you do these pieces like this.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. It's true, you know, when I feel like there's a freedom when I write like this, I feel a sense of freedom and being able to tease and please and just sort of let your inhibitions, let go of them and just sort of be who you are, because I really love this part of me, you know, that part of who I am. And so when I write like this, it is a freedom. It's fun, and it takes, it does. It kind of gives you, it's who you are, and just a little more freedom to be that fun person, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know what? You can hear the lighthearted giggle in your words. You don't even have to laugh, but I can hear your smile through
yes.
the phone, because
yeah.
it's just a different part of you. It's very, very, you know, it's got a little, like, giggly part to you, you know?
Yeah.
And I love
naughty.
That. I really, really love that.
Fun, naughty part, yeah.
Yeah, it is fun to be naughty. It's very, very
yeah.
fun to be naughty. Thank you for that piece, Miss Lip. All right, ladies, I brought something. I think you've heard this before. It's untitled, but it's a piece nonetheless. So, Mr. Mike Meyer.
Mike is yours.
Thank you. Today, I think I felt my heartbeat, because I just gathered all of my thoughts of he who calls me his black beautiful, his mocha kisses, his moon. And today, he tell me that me smile exposed heaven for ye. But I must be favorably physically untouchable, because ye, I mean, we've never been together. I mean, we've never laid together. I mean, I don't know how it feels to lay next to him and watch the moonlight dance on our naked, sweating bodies, or to slumber and wake with his breath on my neck. His lips have never had the pleasure of kissing mine. His mouth never suckled or caressed my nipples or my breast, nor his tongue savored the nectar of my fruit. It is said that touch is a form of communication, but our fingertips have never had that private conversation. Yet he somehow causes enough wetness in me to be an ocean to swim in, and I've felt him from inside me. time again and again, his kisses on my skin. What kind of drug is this? I think I just felt my heart beat. Because just as the story is told in the ashes from the phoenix's rise, I feel his pull like magic, as if he's an ancient power imprinting on my stardust. He invades the secret garden of my sacral chakra, my place of peace, my thoughts. What kind of drug is this? I think I just felt my heart beat. Because he makes me tingle, makes me wet. I can't escape his energy. Hell, I can't even find an escape room to replenish myself. But the most amazing thing isn't that he touches me without touching me, that his touch has always been claimed by another. But today, I think I felt my heartbeat, and that's that peace.
Oh.
Woo! Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Lady A.
Yeah, you know, you have a way of when you speak these poems too that you become very sensual, and you can feel your soul almost as you're speaking it. I thought this was unrequited love for, you know, with someone else who's obviously with another person, as you explained in the end. But I thought you used such beautiful language to, what kind of drug is this? Your secret garden, and feeling your heartbeat, and you can feel his energy. And I love this, look, he touches me without touching me. And to love like that is so beautiful. And I think that this is a beautiful poem. Again, there's an element of sadness in it because it's someone you can't have or you think you might not be able to have. And it's and that's so sad to love somebody in that way. I think you do a magnificent job of expressing your feelings, and your poetry like this is just, it's just beautiful, really very beautiful.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
you're
that.
You're welcome.
Your imagery is stronger every time I hear one of your pieces. I see what you're saying, and you know, the melancholy of that piece of. I can almost see you like sitting in a room and seeing him across the room, and he's with whoever his partner is, and you're just watching him, knowing that you can't approach the way you want to, you know. And your metaphors are just amazing. What was this line about communication and your fingertips had never, what was that?
Oh, okay. It says touch is a form of communication, but our fingertips have never had that private conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Those kinds of lines. I hear a lot of your stuff, and your metaphors have gotten so much more intricate lately. I love the way that sounded.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies. I truly, truly appreciate you for that. Now, what I'm going to do right now, if I can get my screen to come back up. Let me try over here, because I got a snippet here. Let me see if I can try this one, because it's time to pay the bills. So I'll be right back. Hope this works.
Radio. This is Epiphany Radio.
All right. Welcome back. As you heard, ladies and gentlemen, this is Epiphany Radio, and you are listening in to Divas Talk. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 and join us. Now, my divas, the first artist we have up on the mic is C-Double 34 Music, y'all. Hey, C-Double, how you doing tonight? Welcome to Divas Talk.
I'm doing quite well. How are you?
Good. Chilling.
Excellent. I was listening to your show last week, and you know how you usually have me growl?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
One of these days, I would like to hear you moan.
Ooh.
like that.
Okay, I'm done. I'm good. Okay.
Right. Your turn, Lisa.
Yeah.
I'm not so much a moaner as I am a screamer, so that might not be the good thing to do.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Vivid imagination. Okay, I'm good. How are you, the rest of you ladies?
Ladies, yes, how are you doing?
Oh, I was lost. I was still thinking about moaning.
I came in here and started.
No, I'm good to go. Yes, I'm fine, thank you. I hope you are too.
Oh yeah, I'm good now. I mean, I may have to get some disinfectant wipes and stuff like that. I'm good. I'm good.
I do hope you're doing well.
Yeah.
All right, I gotta take a sip of water. My goodness.
A sip of something.
I'm just drink some water, some clean. The water is the ultimate refresher. I'm just, you know, enjoy this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did.
All right.
Okay,
C-Double.
What are we doing?
It is. We're trying to stay on track. It is open mic tonight. So, you know, bring what you're in the mood for. It don't even matter tonight. Just bring us what you got, because everything you bring is good. So what do you have for our listening pleasure tonight?
Well, a few days ago I listened to Clubhouse, and they were doing a domestic abuse and violence survivors show. And I heard some of the guys that was doing it, and I was like, wow, y'all sounded like you was reading off my script. So I have this piece called Punks Jump Up to Beat Down.
Oh, mic is yours.
Thank you. I made a silent promise to leave you if there was any reason for me to hit you. For 4 years, I've been your whipping boy, verbally, as you treated me worse than crap with each and every word you said. So you've been hurt before by someone who let continue to control. He's not in your life no more, as I stepped into a role, all because you gave me body. And I thought that was love. A still small voice said, don't do it. But because I got attached to your child, I said yes, ignoring the voice of God, and only the sex made me a man. Other than that, you treated me like a second-class citizen, worse than an infidel. When I gave you so much love to give, you called me an idiot and imbecile. I tried pleasing you every day. Staying with you was suicide, to give you a happy life was my sacrifice. Burying how I feel by swallowing my pride, which each tear I cried, festering deep inside. I said, no, I'm not coming back home. You punched me in the mouth. I walked away from you. You attempted to run me over with your car. I'm working hard to provide for our children. You harass me at my job. I served 2 restraining orders. You bust the hinges off my door, grab my butcher knife, about to stab me in my chest. And the only way you'll leave is to make me have some sex. Threaten to take my children out of state, spewing about me curses and hate, hitting me until I break a night in jail. I take full responsibility. God told me not to get with you. My dad said you're manipulative, but you were who I gave my virginity to. I repeated this pattern continuously. Now I'm trying to get rid of these images, asking, how do I come to grips with this? I just ask the Lord to forgive me, please. In peace.
Wow. I'm going to tell you something. Abuse of any sort is not good in any kind of relationship, whether it be spiritually, verbally, physically, it's not good. And I know quite a few men that have been in abusive relationships, and the woman is the abuser. And it's horrible because I see how men deal with it differently than a woman that is being abused by a man. You are taught to hold your emotions, to take it, you know, and don't be weak about it, or stop whining, don't be a little boy about it. But that shit ain't good. Any way you slice it or dice it, it's not good. And I feel the same way I feel about women speaking up about it and getting some help and getting out of that situation. I feel the same way for men. Get the fuck away from that crazy bitch, okay? She's toxic. She's not good. And something bad is going to happen. Those relationships never end well. Never, ever end well. And if they do, it's so rare, it's almost like a dinosaur. I commend you for the transparency and bringing that to us. That piece, it takes a lot of strength to write something like that and to let the world in on it. So I appreciate that piece, C-Double. Thank you. Wow.
Hey, thank you. I mean, I'm not trying to make her seem like the bad person, trying to attack her, because I do take responsibility for being a person of low self-esteem at that time and saying, okay, I'm not going to get anybody else if she leaves. She broke me off. So, but like I said, I'm a man. I'm going to take full responsibility for it, but I'm telling the truth. It's not just my side of the story. It's just truth.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's appreciated. Lady A, what you have for that?
Yeah, you know, men, there are a lot of men that are abused this way. But because they're men, they think, or they've been taught not to whine and cry or not complain. They're supposed to be the leaders in the house. And it's demeaning for anybody to be abused, but in particular for a man to be abused, because he's, you know, taking it from a woman who's physically weaker, and because he's a gentleman, he doesn't hit back. And I think that speaks volumes for you, but I feel sad because so many people, men and women alike, allow themselves to be abused this way. You know, I grew up in a very violent home, and my father, although he was an educated man, when he drank, he became very violent. And as I grew older, there was a phrase that he used to say all the time to my mother, don't make me look to be like I'm the bad guy. And I never understood what he meant by that. And then when I got older, the year before he died, I was 20 years old, and I stayed home to look after my own daughter, but I also my two younger brothers, because he was sick and my mother was going to the hospital and everything. But I saw that very thing that you're talking about. I saw, not physically attack him, she verbally assaulted him all the time in greatly demeaning, horrible ways. And my eyes were open, and I realized that whatever punch in the mouth that she got, and I'm not condoning what he did, don't get me wrong, but she brought a lot of it on herself, especially with a man with a bad temper that drank, that you should just go and shut your door and get out of the way. She'd be right in his face. And so a lot of men who are much more gracious, like yourself, I'm assuming, that you would never strike back. You would never hit her simply because she was a woman, not because she was nice or loving or anything like that, but because she was physically a woman and you were a man, and it's not the right thing to do. And so kudos to you for walking away and not physically abusing her. But I hope, you know, that if anything like that ever happens to you again, that you seek out the help that you could have used back in the day. But for men, it was a shame. I'm sure it was a shame to be just sit there and say, you know, my girlfriend, you know, kicked the shit out of me, and all you're doing is holding your hands up to defend yourself and not striking back at her, which in some cases you almost say she deserved a good whack in the head, which I'm not advocating. Don't read me wrong. I don't want everybody to call and say, you know, that I'm an advocate of physical abuse, because I'm certainly not. And but I think it's so difficult for women to come forward, but for men to come forward, I think it's much harder. And you did well writing that.
Thank you. I do have to correct you on one thing. And when I put the line about we both went to jail, the time where she kept hitting me on so much that everything from 4 years built up, and I went and tried to strike her. And I have to say, God took all the power out of my left hand, because I'm a southpaw. And it was like a feather. And it was like a feather that hit her cheek. Because if my power was in there, she would have been knocked out. And but I remember it. And it's like I said, if I ever had to hit a woman, I'm leaving, which I did.
Yeah.
But that time when she kept pushing me too much and kept hitting me and hitting me, hitting me, it was like that was enough. And we both went to jail. And
that's
sad. I mean, she went to jail because she had a bat, and she was about to strike me with that, and I took that bat out of her hand, and we both went to jail.
Wow.
Miss Lip, what you got for that?
I commend you for speaking this truth, because there are a lot of men who suffer in silence because they're afraid of the reactions that people will have for them complaining about a woman that abuses them, because they're supposed to be stronger than that. So I commend you for speaking on it. Side note, I'm a southpaw as well, so I'm thankful for that.
Shout out to lefty hands. I'm a lefty myself.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, I agree. It, like I said, it takes a lot of strength to keep from, you know, taking that woman's soul, you know, knocking it out of her to back to default setting. And I truly, truly appreciate this piece. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you.
I'm going to have my diva escort you over to the Temptation Station. You go in there, grab yourself a drink, sit back, put your feet up and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic to all of you ladies. Thank you.
Oh, right. Wow. Yeah. It needs to be talked about because it has been, you know, we have this thing where men are, you know, for a long time, they used to think that it was a crazy thing to say, that the man was being abused or the man was had been taken advantage of, you know, because of this thing that's attached to them being men and us being women. Women don't do that. Women are not strong enough to do that, you know. But it takes a lot of strength to not haul off and knock the taste out of somebody's
right.
mouth that's coming for you like that, you know. Let me get on to this next artist up on the mic. We got ourselves an area code 240. Welcome to Divas Talk. Who do we have on the mic?
Mr. Automatic Charismatic.
I thought that was you, Otto. What's up? Welcome to Divas Talk. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. You know, I wanted to show some love. I was too tired last time.
Yeah. Well, it happens. Life happens. I mean, you're a working man, you know, and life is happening. We got to do what we got to do. And sometimes this machine that we call our body needs some downtime. So it's understandable. It's all good. It's all good. Thank you for coming through, though. So tonight is open mic. You know, bring what you feel, do what you feel, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Well, my name is Freestyle Sutton Changes. Okay.
Okay.
There I go. If only you could see what's happening in the mirror, a clearer vision that maybe be that was born in the storm. See, I try to reach you and try to have you into a connection, but I thought that when I saw you for the first time, not thinking that it may be a last time. Now I have a new queen, and I had to relive the nightmare that you once presented right by me. My memory be in a cloud. And there's all sudden changes that has happened. I tried to imagine, maybe if I could be free, maybe if I could fly to a place of happiness, the sun changed, bring along for what they would sour. Could not let you have the power. Shower me with more deeper love so I could recover. I used to be your lover. You see, we live the moment, so it does make sense. I guess sometimes you're into another life, that power gets so intense. What is the remedy? What is the energy? Energy has been taken away on certain changes. I had to remind myself, put me in a place. Don't lock me in the closet. Consult the things of the toxic. See, I have this type of knowledge. You will see of a certain change that comes to me. It must present itself. You can no longer hide a sudden change, because when I go through this rain, I'll be healed from that pain. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the local interesting is in the Berlin Pepper and Dry.
Wow. Wow. Although, let me ask you, what brought this particular piece about for you?
Oh, my old ex, years ago, in the 90s, well, 2000. You know, sometimes you have to find yourself to remind yourself. If you let people drain your energy, then you start having doubts of yourself and the value of yourself. Very important to get the energy. You see, when you go ahead and forgive people, the forgiveness is not for them. Forgiveness is for you. So you say, I can't be, when you say I forgive you, that's saying I can't be hurt by you anymore. I'm going about my life. I am free. The state of freedom.
Absolutely.
So when you
absolutely
change, it's like that. Your mind is, you learn so much from that change, and you were there, now you're here, but you learn everything. You're educated, so you don't go through that same thing ever again.
Absolutely. Forgiveness means you release that, you let it go. They no longer have a hold on you to bring about any kind of emotions or reactions or response from you. So I appreciate that. Thank you. Ms. Lips, what you have for that?
I agree with what LaPearl Negra has just said. You know, it, the forgiveness is what's important for your own well-being. Because some people don't deserve your forgiveness. But you need to release yourself from it. So, you know, that's what resonates with me in the piece. Plus, I'm just completely in awe of the freestyle stuff that you do. That is not my forte, and I ain't going to try and fake like I can do it. But I am very much in awe of a freestyle poet who can just speak their peace, you know, in peace.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Lady A?
You know, I agree with what you girls have said, too. But at the very beginning of your piece, you talked about having a new queen in your life. And then you didn't really mention anything about her. You went immediately to your past relationship, even with your new queen. So I'm just wondering if you are allowing your past relationship to affect the current one.
No.
For you to value yourself and forgiveness of your past is to let go of it at the same time. And you can't put that past relationship on the shoulders of your new queen. It's
exactly
in the past. And she, this new lady in your life, deserves to be seen for who she is and not for what this other woman did to you. Does
well,
that make sense?
It is the thing about healing. When you are healed, you know what not to bring. You're not going to bring that into your relationship. You're not, because what is relationship? Everything that you can relate to. You relate to everything. You've been through that past. You move on.
Yeah.
And everything is education. Everything you educate. And that's why I say you have to find yourself to remind yourself.
Mm-hmm.
How many times you have to remind yourself who you really are, who what the value of you. You can't be in a relationship if you don't know your own value.
Oh, absolutely. Can I make a suggestion for the next time you call in? Is write a piece of, or speak a piece about your new lady and all the things that bless you with her. Okay.
All right, we got to move on. I appreciate you bringing that piece to us as always. And yeah, I think that freestyle is a gift and a talent that I wish I could acquire, but I can't. But thank you, Otto, for coming through once again. As always, you know,
thank you,
appreciate you. All right. Have Lady A escort you over to the Temptation Station, and you can continue this conversation for a little bit throughout the walk over there. Go over there, grab yourself a drink, sit down, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby! One love, one life. All right, ladies, 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 that was Mr. Automatic Charismatic. The next artist we have up on the mic is area code 972. Welcome to Divas Talk. Who do we have on the mic?
My name is Mike Gwynn.
Mike Gwynn?
Yes.
Well, welcome to Divas Talk, Mike Gwynn. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm listening and enjoying the show.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it. Okay. Well, I hope you were listening long enough to hear that this is open mic, so you bring what you feel tonight for us. And what do you have for our listening pleasure tonight?
Oh, just a short poem.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. If I could capture a rainbow, I'd wrap you in my favorite colors and paint you perfect. And if you truly knew you the way I do, you'd know why I'd get down on my hands and knees, reach inside my soul, gather moonbeams and starlight, arrange them in a beautiful bouquet, place them at your feet and say, I grew those for you. And every day all I do is think of ways to do and say more than I did the day before to tell you how much I miss you. And right now, all I want to do, all I ever want to do is to taste you Tuesday, wake you Wednesday, quench your Thursdays till Friday, then sit Saturday sipping your Sundays till Monday. You see, I just want to love you daily. I want you to get sprung in the spring, sizzle in the summer, feast on me falling, calling as you and I anticipate the autumn and get buck wild with the waste in winter because my love is all the seasons you need. I want you to go crazy as I slide off your Januarys, pull down your Februarys, March, right up in between your Aprils as May becomes June, and your July lays naked in the August of my September until you remember that October was when my naughty November eased inside your delicious December. Listen, woman, all I'm trying to say is I want to love you every day. Poem.
Amazing. Wow. Amazing. I love what you did with that. It's telling her every single day, every month of the year, every day out of the year. Oh, that's beautiful. Wow, I can't wait to listen to the playback of this because I definitely want to hear that piece again. That is awesome. Wow. Well, man, let me get my divas in here. Ms. Lips, what do you have for that piece?
First of all, Mike Gwynn, you know I'm in love with your poetry.
Hey, hey, hey.
And I'm very happy to see you here with us tonight. And that piece, I want somebody to write that piece for me. I want somebody to feel all that for me. That's what I hear when I hear those things like that.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate the opportunity. And, yeah.
Yes,
I'm
this
sorry.
Was beautiful. Oh, sorry. It was so beautiful, and the imagery was beautiful, and I loved the use of the days of the week and the months of the year and the rainbow. So wrap you in a rainbow and the flowers, you grew them just for her, and just the need to love her every minute of the day and every day of the week and every month and every year. I think it was a beautiful love poem.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yep, it was.
Thank you, Lee.
You're
absolutely.
Welcome.
It was swoon worthy. Absolutely. Because I was like, okay. Oh, man. I think a real lady wants... Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. You first, ma'am. Ladies first, of course.
I just think that every lady wants to be reminded in some form or another that she is loved and looked at every single day of the year. That's beautiful. Oh man. Don't be a stranger. Do not be a stranger, please. Okay.
I won't. I was invited by Gina. Shout out to Gina Storm. So I always try to support where I can, and when you write poems like that, it usually comes after you've written all the pain out of your system, because it'd be clogging up your wisdom. So you write all that stuff and get through all the hurt and the pain and the heartbreak and all the things, and you're able to write about rainbows and dreams and hopes, and they'd be sincere and unfiltered and unfeathered. So that's where that piece came from. It came from a place of peace and clarity and knowing what I wanted to tell someone if I ever got the chance to tell again.
Beautiful.
I'm available.
I'm here in Dallas, Texas, but I'm going to be in Willingboro, New Jersey on the 17th. And I saw something, y'all, Strawberry mentioned Pennsylvania. If there's something going on, y'all let me know and I will come through.
Oh, okay. That's pretty much just letting people know the area that I'm calling in and doing the show from. One that's in Philly.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I just love Strawberry Mansion. I just love that. That's a poem in itself.
Okay. That's awesome. That's what's up. Oh, wow. Like I said, please do not be a stranger. It will always be an open mic waiting here for you. You know, Tiffany got
something
every night of the week. Every night of the week. All right.
Well,
I'm going to have this. We appreciate you too. Ms. Lips, would you do him the honor of escorting him over to the Temptation Station where he can grab a drink and sit back, put his feet up, take his socks off. Baby, one love, one
Mike. Nothing better. Come on, Mike Glenn, let's go have a drink.
All right.
Wow, that was amazing. Absolutely amazing. Now, before I thank this next artist for inviting him and bring her in, it's time to pay the bills against her. We'll be right back. All right, y'all.
All right.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. This is Diva's Talk. The dial-in number, once again, for everybody is 319-527-6300. And please, by all means, press that 1. All right, I'm going to open up this net. It's a lot of feedback from somebody. I don't know which one of you divas it is.
That was me. I had to switch phones. I'm sorry.
Okay. Awesome. All right, let's bring in this next artist who happens to be a host on Epiphany Radio and part of the Epiphany family. She is one half host of the Just Jay and Gina show. And we got ourselves a Gina Storm. Hey, Gina, welcome to Divas Talk. How you doing tonight?
Hello, Divas. I'm happy and blessed. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. Thank you for bringing that amazing artist to us. That's so appreciated.
Oh, Mike Wynn.
Yeah. Oh, yes. My goodness.
He's a legend in his own time, and he won't take credit for what he does in the poetry community. But he's a mover and a shaker and somebody that you need to know. He's not just anybody. He's somebody. That's my brother, and I love him.
That's what's up. Well, we'll just continue to give him his credit and his focus, whether he takes it or not or acknowledges it or not, okay?
Absolutely.
Right there. That piece right there gets all kinds of credit from me. Yes. That was beautiful.
I love
okay.
Love. Absolutely.
You and me both. Yes, I'm in love with being in love. It's horrible with me. But Ms. Storm, how you doing tonight?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm doing. I'm trying.
Yeah. You know, life be life,
you know.
And I be adulting, but this is Wellness Wednesday, Small House of Poetry. We have a video chat. Well, we need to see each other because you can't lie. Your voice may be doing one thing when your face is broke up. We don't do that.
Yeah.
We see each other, just like we do here at Epiphany. Call in. Pick up. Let's go. Because we need to see
all
each
right.
other's faces. And receive each other's energy and make sure that we're all okay. And I love that. So that's what family does. So I'm good. It's Wednesday. I'm happy. I got dinner cooking for tomorrow in the oven right now. I got a brand new coffee pot. It makes a 10-cup pot in the carrot and a K-cup on the side from the same filtered reservoir. Ooh, I've been upgraded.
Let's go.
Okay. You know I love my appliances.
I ain't mad at you. Okay, what you cooking? Come on, you got to give us that. What you cooking?
These are actually beef ribs, and you know, a lot of people just want the ribs. I actually want the ends. The burnt ends are amazing. And so I do a different thing with the ends than I do with the ribs. So I'm doing one thing tonight and the other thing tomorrow. But it's been raining for 2 days, and the sun going to come out again, and then the grill's going to be out, and I'm going to smoke them burnt ends until they are perfection. I'm talking about your lips and bite your fingertips. Tenderly and delicious. Cook. I'm going to make potato salad, corn on the top, a side salad. Yeah, I got sides already lined up. I even baked fresh bread because my moms are addicted to carbs.
Where
you at? What time dinner?
I live outside of Chicago. Some of the best cooking that you ever had in Joliet, Illinois.
All right, now. That sounds all right.
Proudly representing day one side. Oh, yeah.
I don't like flying, but for what I hear, I get
Come
on the plane.
Fan.
Yeah, I get on
if
the
you
plane.
If you fly to the sky, I'll bring you out to the birds. Just know that I'm not just
going
to pick you up. I'm going to feed you, and we're going to have a good time. That's all I know.
That's what I'm talking about, because I like to eat. Mm-hmm. I like to eat.
I like to cook. I like to see the look on people's faces when they eat my cooking. And I know that might sound like, oh, God, I just love me. Nah, I love to feed people. That's what I love.
Mm-hmm.
I love for
yeah.
people to have
yeah.
that look on their face when they get the first bite and say, ooh, that tastes like my grandmother. My mama used to make that.
Mm-hmm.
Or my sister passed away, and nobody made this but her. And I still want to eat yours. And that's who I'm trying to be in everybody's stomach. One
I
meal
hear
is
you, girl. I hear you. That's beautiful, though. That's love. That's and you know what? When people feel that way, because I love to feed people as well. I can burn. I know I ain't cooked in a long time. I'm saying this to the rest of Epiphany who picks with me, because I'm
trying to figure out where the
groceries
at.
Kitchen
right.
in a long time. I love to feed people, yes, and I love to fill them with the love that I put in my cooking. And, yes, to see that look on their face when they first tasted, they were like, girl, Yeah, it's like that. Yes. But it's a beautiful
vibe.
Thing.
It's a vibe and a look. It's not even a language.
Absolutely.
They may not even speak English, but if they eat something of yours, they're going to have that same look on their face, too. And you'd be like, oh, wow, that translates.
Girl,
you ain't even from here.
That is a universal language. I'm trying to tell
mm-hmm.
you, everybody understand that. Ooh, this tastes good. Look, okay? Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ms. Storm, it is open mic. So you going to freestyle for us? You know, I wish I knew how to freestyle. Or you going to give us something that you wrote?
I'm going to keystyle. So I'm going to freestyle around a piece that I wrote. And I need to dedicate that to some brothers that I heard previously and some who may be listening, may not. But it still would be in the atmosphere because I put it out here. And there are a lot of men who are suffering at the hand of a woman that they love in their household. And that, too, is domestic violence. Domestic violence is the month of October and the awareness month. Here I have been advocate 365 days a year, 24/7. I'm the voice of the silent. This piece that I'm going to share with y'all this evening is dedicated to men, victims, and survivors.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. She loves me not. She loves me. She loves me not. I woke, brewed coffee and showered too, said a prayer and asked God to bless you also. You slept. And dreamed of my end. This was how my day always began. She's my love, my kid's mom, and the love of my life. My good thing, I'm sorry to say, she's my wife. I make excuses for the black eyes, the verbal assault, the following fact that covers each act. I do what I can because I don't want anyone to see her as a bully or a monster, but she's actually my nemesis. I cover the abuse. There's no use. Love's a verb, and it should never hurt. I overlook every time that she would flirt, call me a jerk and go berserk, and then add new hurt. I'm worthy of real love. I'll never hit her back. I was raised better than that. She's basking in the fact. I'm leaving because she loves me not.
Wow, Gina. You know, I've been telling you since the first time I heard you say, oh, child, I just scared myself. I'm sitting here with my legs crossed. Okay, give me a minute. I'm sitting with my legs crossed, and I got the cover partially over my foot, and I'm wiggling my toes, which is something I do. A lot of times I'm not even conscious of it, but you can't tell me I didn't just think my toe was a damn mouse. Okay, because I only seen the little part of it. I almost jumped out my skin just now. So excuse me. But that piece was beautiful. It was amazing. It was melancholy because of what it is about. And it's a horrible thing. Like I said, abuse in any relationship of any kind is a horrible thing to contend with. And it shouldn't even exist. But because of the kind of world that we live in, and a lot of people are separated from spirit, a lot of men and women have to deal with this shit, and it's horrible. But I thank you for that piece, Gina. I really, really appreciate that because, like I said, it needs to be heard because we look at men differently. Society looks at men differently. If they speak out about this, they try to demean them and put them down and make them seem like they're weak because they are speaking on this, and they're not. It actually takes more strength to come forward and speak about what is going on in their lives and seek out help, you know. And I commend them also for not, like I said, knocking that bitch back to default settings. I appreciate that piece, Gina. Thank you so much. Ms. Lips?
I appreciate you. I grew up in a house with brothers, no sister, and my brothers used to tell chicks all the time when they would get reckless with them, don't make me tell my sister. And then immediately, I don't care what the situation was, it would be shut down. Like, it would never come to that. But if it ever did, by Jesus, not me. Black fight. Now you use this thing.
I hear that. I grew up
don't do my brother.
Brother.
Don't do
so
my brother ever. Right. Don't do my brother ever. I promise you, you don't want to smoke. Don't do my brother.
I understand. Miss Lips, what you got for that?
Yeah, I love the genteel way you present this kind of a thing. And I grew up around my grandfather. My grandfather had 9 sons, and he was ever mindful of what his boys did. I remember one day, my mother bruised very easily. It didn't take a whole lot. And so we had gone to my grandparents for dinner, and she had a bruise on her arm. And my grandfather didn't say a word about it, but he caught my father off to the side. And I was a little kid, so, you know, they didn't take kids no mind. But I heard the whole conversation. My grandfather said, "Son, what's that bruise on her arm?" Dad said, "I don't know. She bumped into something or something." He was like, "Don't let me find out you the cause of it."
Mm.
Put him in check.
I hear that.
My grandfather not having any of that madness. There was going to be no abuse on anybody's part. And if it had been the other way around, he would have pulled my mother to the side and did the same thing, because he didn't believe in nobody putting their hands on nobody. Yeah, so I grew up around the idea that, you know, every person has the right to be who they are. And, you know, even though my household, when the doors were closed, was a different story sometimes, but physical abuse was not going to happen around my grandfather. Because he raised his boys in the idea that if they had beef with each other, they had to square up with each other. He had been a professional boxer at one point. So he kept gloves in the backyard. He had a ring. So if boys had problems with each other, they had to fight each other. But whoever wanted to fight had to fight him.
Okay.
And nobody wanted to have to put their hands up against him.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
Taught them to figure out new ways to get your disputes settled, because if anybody starts fighting, then you're going to have to deal with me.
I hear that. Lady A?
Yes, I appreciated your piece, said Gina. It was like I said earlier, I grew up in a violent home. And what I was, for men, again, they are, I think, ashamed to say that they've been abused by a woman. And so they keep silent about it. And I thought it was interesting, too, that this man that you speak of in your poem, you know, you made excuses for his black eyes. And even though she was abusive to him, he was still protecting her. And he never hit her back. And I love the last line, I'm leaving because she loves me not.
Mm-hmm.
And ain't that the truth? Anybody that does that to another person, they don't love you. They'll tell you they do, but they don't. This piece was a really poignant and important, I think, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Ms. Storm, before I let you skate up out of here, can you please let everyone know what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe?
Yes, indeed. Every other Saturday night, you can catch me and Jess J at the Jess J and Gina Show, Epiphany Network. We'll be here in the universe doing what we always do. And normally, we would have an interviewee and an open mic following in a speed round form outing. We're going to simply have MP3s of spoken word from all of you. So if you'd like to be in the queue, you know what to do. Hit myself up or Jess J. Send us an MP3 of you with spoken word. We'll put you in the queue. And rather than us have an interviewee, we'll listen to tracks by poets that we love and respect, and then afterwards we'll do a speed round for whoever calls in and raises their hand by pressing 1. So thank you for asking. I appreciate y'all. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Gina Storm. And now we have the other half of the Just Jay and Gina show. We got ourselves Just Jay. Hey, Jay, welcome to Divas Talk. How you doing tonight?
What's going on, Danielle? I done seen you every night this week.
Keep pulling me in and pulling me in, but I love it.
Keep pulling me in.
Okay.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight, panel? Y'all all right tonight?
Good, thanks. You?
Doing good,
yes.
Doing good. Y'all still out here, Charlie Angel and his whole jazz. I'm loving it.
We trying. You know. It is what it is.
Yeah, y'all making it look easy. Everybody don't think they can do it. Can't be done.
Well, you know what? When you love what you do, it does come pretty easy. So,
yeah.
You know. You know, tonight is open mic, and just bring what you feel. So what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight?
I have a love piece that I have not done in a while.
Oh, all right. Well, let me move out the way. Hold on, let me fix the spotlight for this one. Perfect.
Don't do me like this. Says, hold on 1 second. You need to throw me straight on the get out of that bus.
Yes,
you know that bus
is. The mic is yours.
All right. I am trying to pull it up on my phone, trying to fight with me like I'm a force of evil in this. All right. I think I got it now. Oh, this is crazy, Danielle. Give me just a moment. But when I opened it up, it just went to where everyone's go. All right. There's a crystal clarity to love when love is pure. Love can cure a heart of ill-gotten grooves that are received in the course of trusting and the course of lusting, landing softly or crashing and combusting. Love can be like a perfect gem, a diamond of the highest quality. It is something too rich for me to have, not. For you see, this is a dirge about how I'm in love with love and will make excuses for her, take abuses from her, colluded with her and ran ruses for her. Oh, how I drank till drunk from the slipper of her, drinking a tall chalice of her delectable nectar as I fondly reminisce of how I wish I had never smelled her, of how I wish I had never helped her, of how I wish I had never held her close to my chest just so she could infect me by injecting me with this insatiable hunger, this deep, lingering longing of wanting to be, longing to her. And she simply spurns my advances, but I will not give up. I shall track her, place wanted posters of her, and pursue love as a bounty hunter pounding the pavement like a master metal worker, beating iron from its ore, encasing my core, making a finely crafted shell for my heart, so that I may brave the fury of her blast furnace and reach my hand deep into the flames and seize love gently by the tips of her fingers, enduring her burning heat until our bodies are fused as alloy, being refined in her forge. As my luggage is melted away and the impurities in my fat are evaporated, leaving the lean man that you see before you today, recharging me to the full, transforming me to the man who accepts love labor as a joyful slave, who leaves his heart wide open and unprotected, enduring the pain of being singed by love's flames. As she shoves me away, pulling her boat from her quiver, surely tonight she intends to overkill, bending her bow at me in malice, because love had taken aim. And like a pluck from a violin string, her arrow flies, piercing me in the chest. But I live to tell the tale of love's warrior gladiator. Poem.
Listen.
Wow. Go ahead, Ms.
Oh, my God. And the reaction to the arrow hitting you just, oh. I didn't even got words, man. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
It was. Lady A?
You know, we were talking earlier about how our voices change sometimes when we're reading a particular piece, and I found that your voice changed into a Barry White voice as you were reading this. Like your voice got deeper and more earnest and more serious, and I thought your imagery was really great in this. That you spoke about and you used things, you alliteration in here, your lingering longing,
wanting to be longing to her.
Yeah, and pursuing her like a bounty hunter. And then you're facing the fury of her blast of her furnace. And you talked about being refined in her forge. I really liked the imagery in this. It was really awakening and creative. And, you know, you go after the love, risking being singed by her flames, and then the arrow pierces your chest. And then I loved how you described yourself as love's warrior and gladiator. It was full of imagery. It was well written, and it was, I don't want to say it was sensual, because I don't think it was sensual. I think it was moving, very moving.
I agree.
Hey, thank you, lady. I appreciate
divas.
That.
You're welcome.
I agree with both my divas, and I'm so used to you, your flow, and the way the way that you say things. Your words are set with an intentional energy. There are times when you will push a little bit more of your words and the energy behind it than other times, and then you will come back. You will pull back just a little bit, and it's like Lady A said. I have to say it is a little bit sensual, but it's more romantic than anything.
Yeah.
And the intentional love, the pursuit, like she said, that is something that women, we desire. We have a big desire for to be pursued by the man in our life or the one that we want to be in our life. That piece was beautiful. You know, I'm a super fan of yours, Jay. Because you just have this way of saying what you say. It's you get in this mode, and the enunciation of your word, your syllables, everything, it just, I don't know, it does something for me. I can't think of the word right now. Yeah, but
it absolutely commands your attention. It makes you
absolutely
Right, and whether you're speaking loudly or you're whispering, it's still, you have this way of drawing people in to your piece, making you pay attention to what you're saying. That's what I love about the way you present your poetry, because you will not be ignored when you're speaking.
Absolutely.
Thank you. That
Absolutely.
Means a lot. Yeah, I guess I think that means a lot to any poet, at least let this. As far as what we're doing and we're doing our recitation, are we being heard?
That's awesome. You're welcome. Now, before I let you skate up out of here, I know your partner in crime just got off the mic, but could you
mm-hmm.
please do us the honor one more time and then letting us know what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe?
All right, everybody. Y'all come here next Saturday. We not going to be here, but it's going to be something here. Y'all come here next Saturday, but that Saturday after that, y'all can catch the Just Jay and Gina show. We're going to be playing y'all MP3s. We're going to be breaking them down, chit-chatting about them, talking about them. We are going to be having the callers come in early, right away. There will be no wait. As I repeat, there will be no wait. As you come in, we will be taking you. After we play that one of these poems, of course, but we're going to try it and see how it works. Hopefully, it's something that catches on.
Yeah, hopefully it does.
Can you post in the event page where we can send MP3s to you guys?
I will do that. Make sure that data is somewhere around love or heartbreak, somewhere around there.
Okay. Awesome.
We want to hear these pins wheel. We want to hear these
wow.
pins do some strange things.
Wow, you
say
don't have me go deep.
You mean like SoundCloud?
I can't use that MP3 audio to upload into the studio. I mean, it has to be an MP3 audio.
Okay.
Also, make sure that there's no talking or anything that's in there that would not be just the poem. We're going to do it just like a speed round. We just want the body of the poem, no name, no yuck yucks or any of that, just the poem.
Yeah. You know, if you record yourself and email it to yourself, it will convert into an MP3. If you email it to y'all. That's how I do mine. I will use my voice recorder on my phone, and then I will email it to myself, and it just automatically turns it into a file for MP3. So, and then I'll just send it to whomever wants to use it. So that's just what I do.
Oh, you're getting down with it. I didn't even know that was a thing right there, Danielle. I'm glad you put me up on that.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome. All right, Just Jay, thank you so much for always coming through and supporting and giving us that amazing poetry. Now, I'm going to have my diva, Lady A, escort you over to the Temptation Station, and you can grab yourself a drink, sit down, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby.
All right, before I do that, come on, Lady, grab this elbow over here. Let's go.
One love, one mic.
Y'all be easy now.
That was Just Jay, ladies and gentlemen. Uh-oh. I hope I ain't in trouble and pink slips is being handed out, because here comes the CEO of Epiphany Radio. We got for real the poet, John Glass. Baby,
what
baby.
It
do? What
it
do?
What it do? What it do? Hello, ladies of the night. How are you?
How you feeling?
I'm feeling a bit rubbery.
Rubbery? Okay.
Yes,
can you elaborate on that?
Rubbery?
Yeah.
No, I cannot.
Okay. I'm going to choke on that one a little bit.
I'll inbox you a picture.
Oh, God. All right. I'm gonna leave it right there. Yeah. I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Hey, no. What's that? You know they call me Rubberneck. But anyway, baby.
Curly, I'm trying to talk to you, the luscious divas in the background. What's up, ladies? What is down?
Hey,
waiting for you.
What's up, Miss Lady A Lips? Lady A, Miss Lips.
Yeah.
What is down? What is down, y'all? No, I've been listening.
I love
when
you show up and pop in and come off plantation and hang out with us for a minute.
Yeah, it's about
time. You should have been here earlier when I read my piece.
I heard your piece.
It
was beautiful.
I
loved it. I heard it. I've been here. I've been here the whole time. Yeah. I was looking for something. I haven't done poetry in so long, y'all. I'm out of touch. I was telling my brother, Jared, this. I was talking to him earlier. Jess J, the Hey, Jess J, that was a sappy-ass piece you just did, bro. I think he needs the new title, the King of Sappiness. He didn't overtook my sappiness. That was a beautiful piece, man. Very sappy, though. Very sappy and romantical.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And read very well. He's learned. He learned a lot from coming to over the Soul Cafe. Gina, I heard you, too. I don't want you to get jealous. I want you to know that I heard you, Gina. I don't want no shit. You know, but I've been here listening, y'all. Y'all been doing really good up in this joint. I've been touched. And like I said, though, I've been spitting so long, y'all. I've been like, I ain't really been wanting to spit. I ain't been wanting to read none of this old stuff that I do. But I was touched listening in. And so I picked out 5 different pieces because y'all made me change my piece every 5 minutes. And, you know, after Jared, I don't even want to do the piece that I finally decided to do. You know, I don't even know. I'm just up in here. I just wanted to call in and say hello. You know, I'm really in a bad place right now concerning poetry.
You're an amazing poet. It don't matter what you bring, man. You can sing Twinkle, Twinkle, the cow jumped over the moon, and it was still sound amazing. Yes. So I cannot allow you to slide up out of here without giving us some of you poetically. So please. Whatever it is that you decide to do, just make it do what it do, baby. Yeah. And the mic is yours.
Oh my. Okay. All right. Thank you. She was but a whisper. Can no longer hear her. When once I could, her heartbeat. Beautiful she was to look at, but I can no longer see her. See, she's cloaked in invisibility, doesn't want to be seen. These fingers of mine at one time longed to hold her, loved touching her. But the tips have gone numb. They are no longer equipped to read the braille. I can't feel her. I can't feel her. Her aroma, it still lingers. Her fragrance, perfuming, seeking in hopes of consuming the halls of these nostrils, instigating, provoking me, yet unscented are the memories. These memories attach. Right now, love has an odor that stinks. It reeks of happiness gone bad. See, she's a black widow. You know how they do. You're dead after one of them makes love to you. So don't go getting caught up in that perfume. It's a trap and a lure that'll snare you. Yet she was so beautiful. Once she got you where she wanted you. So deceitful. She fed off the hearts of her men just to feed her ego. Her ass was her superpower. Ours. Have you thinking that you're getting good head, but instead your other head is being mind-controlled. Run, don't walk. Save your soul. That's the truth of how it be when love's gone cold. Cold and stagnant. Instead of it just being over, this motherfucker will push shit further. See, she don't be over. Shit don't be over until she drains the life out of you. Shit, if you got away with your heart still pulsating in your chest, you're lucky. You best thank the Most High for that 4-leaf clover. I'm still trying to get over her. The good parts, the bad, it's hard to do. Shit, she had all that ass. Breasts so firm, some perfectly formed nips I love to sip, but some shit ain't worth it. And that shit wasn't worth it. You have under your spell, when she has you under her spell, once she put those lips on you. And another thing I meant to tell you, I'm not your wallet, boo. The bank has closed this shit down all decimals removed. You and your weave can now leave. No need to stick around or stick that ass out. Stick it out that ass. See, I've been there before you. Yo, I got a pass. And as she and her horsehair sashayed away, all I could do was bite my lips and stare. See, she was so beautiful. Shit. But so was cocaine when I was hooked on it. That shit, I can hear her still calling, but now her voice is but a whisper. I can no longer hear her. Hear her, no longer touch her. Not with these fingers. Like a ghost in the wind, she wears a cloak of invisibility. I can't see her. I can't see her. But neither can she. Her image doesn't show up in any mirrors. She's a vampire. Dracula's granddaughter. It's she, for real.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, you know what? I love when you do these pieces about she. It's something about the love that is in those words that you speak, regardless of whether you are speaking of her being there with you or have been there. And in this case, you can't touch her anymore. She isn't there anymore. It's still something so, damn, I can't think of the words, just so beautiful about the way you breathe. You just breathe life into these pieces when you spit them about her and she. Man, look, for real. And you think I was going to let you skate up out of here? Come on, I just came by to say hi, you know.
Yeah,
no, not going to happen. Not going to happen. That was it's amazing, as always, man. Lady A, what you have for that?
Oh, my God, what do I have for that? Wow. I thought it was an amazing piece, first of all. I love your imagery that you put into your pieces. And I love that you said, I can't see her, I can't feel her, I can't touch her because your fingertips are numb. And then it's like such a bad experience, you know, a black widow and you're dead after you make love to her, and her perfume is a trap. But she was so beautiful, and she fed off the hearts of men, but her ass was her superpower. And perhaps I don't know if this is like with all men, but with the sex thing, I think they lose their minds because they can see the badness in her and how it poisons a relationship, but then, you know, here's my butt and take your clothes off and there you go, and you lose your mind again, and you're still trying to get over her. I don't know, like there's an awful lot of men that have very bad experiences with women. I think you need a Canadian. I think that's what's wrong.
Lady A, talk your shit.
We did like a king. But you know, I think you really, I've heard a lot of men write poetry like this, and I think, oh my God, they need to move to Canada because, you know, like, really seriously, like, it's really sad. Yes. And we have free health care and everything. But just to watch her walk away and her voice is a whisper that you can't hear anymore. And she's a ghost woman and you can't see her and she's a vampire.
You took in a lot of that
too,
baby girl.
Yeah,
she took
I love
a lot
it.
Of that
I love it so.
She gets on my nerves right now.
Yeah, well,
I love
her.
You
got
a lot
of that too. Baby, yeah.
Hey, you were paying attention too hard. Hey, listen.
I'm
going to
try to figure out a
y'all got to calm down. Calm it down.
I'm in New York. Where are you anyway?
Look at her giving out addresses and stuff. Hey,
Let's go over to my other team.
Wait a minute.
I'm walking you over to the
Let me respond to some of that she said, you know. It really hurt. You really got my face hurting. First of all, you got my face hurting over here. All right. You got my face hurting, Lady A. I love the fact that she, I love the fact that you took in so much of that piece, that you remember so much about it. I like that you, and I guess every poet would when they understand that the reader really got what they were trying to put out there, the picture that you were trying to paint. And because this was a piece about it's one of them love and hate type pieces, love to hate, love and hate, love, you know, and or hate, you know, when you're really down for somebody so hard, but it's something that turns them off about you or whatever, you know, or they're not good for you or you're not good for them, but you can't get away from each other. And you're right about that making love part. Is like it brainwashes you, make you forget all that bullshit that they put you through type of shit. You know, and that's that was that type of piece. So it made me smile hearing that you gravitated that to that and understood that part. So thank you, Giselle. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And, you know, I'm going to have to look on the map and see how close Canada is.
Okay. Well, New Brunswick on the East Coast, just above Maine.
A baby, baby.
Oh, shit.
Okay. All right.
Miss Lip.
Back to you, Miss Pearly.
Miss Lip, what you got for that?
Lady A caught me off guard with the Canada connection, but
yeah, she did. Yeah. Me too.
But that to some of what everybody else was speaking about on domestic violence. In a lot of ways, these women that are pure eye candy but have these stank attitudes are abusive to men. You know, because you have the privilege of having them on your arm, you're supposed to take whatever they dish out and whatever way they dish it. And that in itself is abuse. You know, speaking on you know, being in love with someone beautiful who's toxic. Yeah.
Right.
You know, you want to show, and men are very visual creatures. So they love to have somebody beautiful to show off on their arm. But what are you willing to pay for it? You know?
Right. You know? And as she's walking away and you're looking at her and you're like, damn. But she was so fucking fine, so beautiful. You know?
Yes, absolutely.
You got to let the ugly
in
there show you the real truth, though. That's the thing. I have a younger sister, and she was always, and my older sister was a beautiful girl, too. She actually won Miss 16 of North America in 1967, and she won it from Montreal, and that made her a finalist. And so she always had that moniker attached to her. My younger sister was platinum blonde. She had platinum blonde hair her whole life, white blonde hair, and down to her waist. And so she got recognized for that. But she had a very ugly personality. She was very mean. And so it robbed her of her beauty, her fineness, you know, her fine self. she wasn't beautiful because she wasn't beautiful on the inside. To look at her, if you didn't know her, you'd think she was enchanting, but she was not a nice person, and she was cruel, and that made her ugly.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear you. Yeah, there's a lot of that going around with a lot of these women, you know, especially these days. Their ungratefulness and thinking that, you know, that superficial
after
shit
money
on the outside.
Yeah,
it's supposed to just get them by, and you know that Cheesecake Factory chick, wink wink.
Yeah.
But anyway, sprinkle sprinkle. That's her little saying. She say sprinkle sprinkle. She says shit like don't be his piece. You know what I mean? She's very very negative. And for honestly, she ain't, let me leave that alone. You know. But
that piece put me in the mind that I saw, this girl billed herself as a reformed bad bitch. And she was talking to the mothers of the men that she had dated. She's like, don't let your sons date women like me because I ain't nothing but some arm candy and some good cat. I ain't going to never be no good. I'm never going to bring nothing decent in his life. I'm just going to be hard for him to have to keep putting up with me and paying for me to keep looking like this.
Wow.
Yeah, that needs to be said.
Hey, Miss Pearlie.
Yes.
Just to refresh in your memory, and that was good, Miss Lips, what you just said. I heard that. Just to refresh in your memory, that piece that I did, as I recall, that was one of the pieces that I wrote for when we were writing in the Haunted Soul Cafe.
Oh, awesome.
Do you remember
that?
The haunted, when I asked for haunted stories for, it was around Halloween. Haunted stories about love. Scary stories about love.
Yep.
That was mine. That was the one that I wrote.
Okay.
I don't know if I ever got to perform it, but that was that piece.
You did. And you know what? Mine is still in one of my notebooks. I haven't even put it in my file on my tablet, which is where a lot of my poetry is stored now. I don't know why I stopped writing in my books, but I'm going to start putting it back in my notebooks too, because in case all this shit gets shut down, I still got my good old reliable pencil.
Yeah, we all need to do that. We all need to do that.
I'm trying to tell you, you can't put all your faith and trust and everything into these devices, because at any given time, you know, these things are being controlled. So somebody got their finger on the shutdown button. But you can't.
And that's where all my work is.
Work
is. Right in my phone.
Yeah. Print it out, and that way you'll have it, you know, just in case. Because at any given time, the way the things is going, look, you never know, man, when they're going to push that button.
Yeah. But I do.
I remember, and I miss the Soul Cafe, man. I miss them nights in the Pick Up Your Pen segment. A lot of pieces that I have done over the past couple of years, I have expanded on those pieces that we did in Pick Up Your Pen. Because, you know, we only get a certain amount of time to write, so I don't have but so much written down. But I have continued to write in those pieces and add to them, and I'm grateful for that. Very, very grateful.
Hey, we'll get back to that one of these days. I'm looking forward to doing that with y'all guys. One more again. But until then, I'm loving what you ladies over here doing on Wednesday nights. And what you provide, you know, I'm glad I tuned in on tonight and was able to, you know, y'all helped me out because, like I said, I was having a rough time with poetry, and, you know, I'm glad I got to do something, you know. So I thank you ladies for what you're doing.
Thank you.
We thank you for providing space for us.
Absolutely.
Hey,
absolutely.
Thank you for taking advantage of that place, that whatever she said just now. Yeah. Yeah. So continue doing what you're doing, ladies. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
Hey, don't ever forget.
I'm going to have both the divas escort you over there. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if I need to go because Lady A done already staked her claim.
Oh, well,
that's
man.
Right.
I'm just saying, don't, hey, just
so we
know
can share
that,
Lisa. We can share.
Hey, there's enough rubber to go around. Rubber necklace.
Oh, hey.
Shit.
Rubber necklace. You.
Stomach.
Baby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my
mm-hmm.
We got... For real, I love you, but I got
I
more callers in here, baby.
Bye. Bye.
One love.
One rubber neck. Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. You know, for real is one of my oldest and dearest friends, and he has always been the same way. He's always been an entertainer. And always been the big hearted guy that you guys hear, and he is he's something else. All right, let me get to this next artist on the mic. We got another family member of Epiphany, and he is one half host of the Get Down on Thursday nights. We got ourselves J. Rob the Wife. Hey,
oh, yay.
J-Rob, welcome to Diva's Talk. How you doing tonight?
Mm-hmm. Peace with all three of y'all.
What's that?
I ain't got no poetry. I got beef with all three of y'all.
Well, we throwing a menage.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Y'all thought I forgot about last week. I'm still mad at y'all.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
God. Lord have mercy. Lord.
When Larry called, I cried. Oh, my God, that was the funniest thing ever when Larry called in and caught y'all fucking him.
Mm-hmm. Deva. Whatever.
By the way, I have to tell you, I have your birthday poem on my all poetry site, and I had two comments about it and how much they liked the syrupy stuff and thought it was a great birthday wish for you.
Uh-huh.
You
hijacked my show to come up with all this, this whatever, lady, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm still writing hate mail. I'm still writing hate letters to everybody.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Everybody who's on the show getting hate mail. Everybody who's on the show.
Backside of the poem.
Everybody who's on the show.
Everybody loves you. That's why you can be like this.
Everybody who got this show got a letter coming. I wrote to the FCC.
Oh, my God. How you gonna report us to the FCC? It ain't no business being run here by us.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a whole lot of hate mail going out because it was a whole lot of callers that night. Yeah. Okay.
So I heard. So I heard.
I'm sure you did. It was a beautiful night. It was an absolute wild night. Okay, it had me, you know, I turned on the waterworks a little bit. I was trying to fight them, but when you turned them on,
quiet,
whatever. You stop the, how you going to call it and abuse me on my show? You can't do that.
I'm not abusing nobody. You called on my show and hijacked it. So I get to kind of say whatever I want for the next couple of weeks. The way I figure it.
I was following Sue. It wasn't me. Somebody else was pulling the puppet strings. Your brother was doing that. That was all his doing.
He got some special comeuppance coming. I was like Della Reese in Harlem Nights. I was like, so y'all want to hit people with garbage cans?
Yo, didn't I watch that earlier today? Oh my God, Harlem Nights is my joy. I was watching that today. Oh wow, I think I'm gonna watch it again tonight.
I was victimized.
How can love being shown to you, all of that love and mushiness, be victimizing?
You hijacked my show, when Van Meadows reads the hate letters I wrote to him, oh my God! I'm like, all right, I'm like, this is what we doing. This is the type of time we on. All right.
You just scolded me. You just
scolded
me.
This is the type of time we on.
I gotta get double lashing, really? Really?
25 lashes. I was like, So that's what we're doing. Okay. This is what we're doing. All right. Nah, no wet noodles, baby. You got hate mail coming to your ass, too. I was like, All right.
Yeah.
I see what we're doing.
Man.
So,
don't.
Y'all, listen, just know, not this month, not next month, but in the coming month, I will find you.
I will come to expect something from you every single day from here on then. That's just how my mind is. It never shuts down. When people threaten me or say they're going to do something, it stays in my head. So you can't catch me off guard, baby. Okay.
You were supposed to be like, nah. He drove all the way to Philly. He brought sweet potato pie and chocolate wine and it was spitting poetry with us. You supposed to be that little sister.
He did. He did. And it was amazing. That night was something that I look at the video of us and that's something.
Post it.
No. I think I have, but I'll put it up there again as a memory. And what made it so much more, it just added to the beautiful energy. The colors that we had on were so, they were just perfect. It was just, you would have swore it was a skit. That's how well it went.
Wow.
It was so beautiful. I'm trying to tell you. It was amazing. Oh man, I'm gonna have to do it, J. Rob. I'm gonna have to post it again as a memory. I'm gonna have to. I'm trying to be good here, and you still giving me the attitude. All right, Major Tude. That's what I'm gonna call you right now, Major Tude, because you got a little attitude. No pride, lamb. It's all good, and all we was doing was showing you some love. Okay. Blowing kisses.
You hijacked the show. You hijacked the show.
Hey, Lady A, if he hadn't been Mr. What's that word again?
Hey, I will hang up this phone.
You better not hang up on my damn phone. I will call every number
hang
I
up.
Have for you and harass you.
Hey.
You better not hang up on myself. I would never do that.
I told y'all don't call me that. Y'all got away with it last week because I was emotional, and you hijacked my show. You know, you hijacked my show. So, yeah. Don't, we ain't using that word no more. All right, we'll hang up. And I will find you. It'll be 11 o'clock. I'll stop the show and we'll just hear from, we'll just have a show next week. Van has been warned.
Hang up on me. You better not hang up on me.
Yeah, hey. Like they say in the street, fuck around and find out. Girl.
Are you threatening, you threatening me?
I make promises.
Never,
I do not threaten people. Threats,
I will never
threats
let you
are
live
mean.
You will, I
threats
will
are from mean people who can't.
From here on in,
threats,
I will,
threats
I will refer
are,
to you as that name that hung up on me. You hang up on my show if you want to, and watch what I do. I ain't scared
you,
of you. I know where you live. I got your address.
Use that word. Use that. Hey, 1068 Grand Concourse. 1068 Grand Concourse. Apartment 5G. I double dare you to show up unannounced. and use that word. I hang up again.
Fabulous.
Fabulous.
Let's go. We're making big signs that can pick us up at the airport.
Ooh, he hung up.
Ooh. Oh, he did not.
Ooh.
Did he really?
It's on. It's all right. It's okay. He's all right. He all right. I'm gonna get his ass.
You think he's really mad? Oh.
I'm not feeding into it. It's all right. You know I love him, but he gonna catch hell behind this one. For real. Get out the pink slips. He hung up on the show. For real. Get out the pink slips. He hung up. It's all right, ladies. Well, guess what? This was still an amazing show. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. I hope he understands I would never have done that to him. And it's all good. It's all good. It's okay. It's all right. But, ladies, this was an amazing show. I had an awesome time with the beautiful poetry, the beautiful I'm hurt him. The beautiful poetry, the amazing, different, unique personalities, all the good energy. I thank you, ladies, once again. I love y'all for coming through and riding shotgun with me every week. I so appreciate this. Do you have any closing words, ladies? I'm going to lay his ass out. Go ahead, y'all.
I just love every minute of it. I'm so happy to be a part of it. Thank you. Both of you,
even
ladies.
Even when we go off the rails, it's fun. It's fun.
Absolutely.
I appreciate this space and the love between us and how this show rolls. And I love these poets that call in every week and be a part of what we do. I absolutely love it when the boss shows up because you never know what he's going to say. And J-Rob, oh, my God.
I'm a light into his ass. Y'all wait.
So bad.
Don't feel bad for him. Don't feed into that. Don't you dare. You better not feed into that shit. I'm going to get in his ass. Hanging up on my show. Just wait. That's all right. Tomorrow night is the get down. Let me give y'all the rundown for the week for Epiphany. Okay, Monday night, got King and Queen's Quarters, where I co-host with King Atterbury. Tuesday night is one of my hobby shows. I don't know, Flossy, Honey Drippers, War Council. But we also have on Tuesday night.
I don't think there is a show Tuesday night. I don't think he's doing a show on Halloween.
Okay, well, it's just Tuesday nights, period. He's Mr. Tuesday night. And also on certain Tuesday nights, I have Cram Sessions with Paul Cram and Poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows. Wednesday night here, you got Divas Talk here with my beautiful guest panel of divas. Thursday night, I have the Get Down hosted by J. Rob, the wise son, Mr. Fabulous, and Poetic. Friday night. Friday night we have, I believe it's Renaissance Poetry and, My Mahogany Soul Juke Joint with Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Still Zwina, a.k.a. Edwina Simmons. Saturday nights we have the Just Jay and Gina show. And Sunday nights we have, Lord have mercy, we have, oh, my God.
The Inspiration,
Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and Zoe Alonzo. And there you have it, everybody. Tiffany has a show every night of the week. I thank you for coming out. I thank you for everything, those that participated, even those that just streamed and listened online, and the ones that just called in and just listened. Thank you very much. And I'm going to take you out with a song and say peace.
Losing my way, yeah. Give me confused, make me believe, increase my faith. Light on me, baby, please take your time, I got you. And I'ma turn to your curves until your body say the words, don't you move. All I wanna do, girl, is heal you, give you better than you've been through. All I need from you is your heal. Reassure me that you'll be right here. We can medicate each other, no illness. Supposed to be strong, even when it's something that's hard to handle. Yeah. Sometimes I wanna let go, but I keep halting right on the pedal. Light on me, baby, please take your time, I got you. And I'ma turn to your curves until your body say the words, don't you move. All I wanna do, girl, is heal you, give you better than you've been through. All I need from you is your heal. Reassure me that you'll be right here. We can medicate each other, no illness.